Hello there. Hi, my name is Christian and I'm with National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, the internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Would you like to help us out with that, with the survey, sir? It'll just take about 5 minutes.
All right. We'll go for a while.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate this. Here we go. So, first question. Are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I am, yes.
Thank you, sir. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Thank you, sir. So here we go. Would you mind telling us what is your age?
68.
Thank you, sir. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm a WASP.
Thank you, sir. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
8.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Okay, so first we have Sherrod Brown, a senator.
Sherrod, and I approve.
Is that a somewhat approve or strongly approve?
That's my only two choices?
No, well, for approving, yeah, you also have disapprove.
I approve of what he's doing.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump as former president.
I disapprove.
Okay, is that a somewhat or a strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Approve.
Thank you. Joe Biden as president.
Approve.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. Okay, and the first would be First Energy.
Disapprove.
Okay. And would that be a somewhat or a very?
Well, they got caught bribing people in Ohio to push programs for them. I'd say it's very.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Disapprove.
Thank you. Marcy Kaptur.
Yeah, approve.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Approve.
Democrats in Congress?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, thank you. Derek Murren.
I don't know who he is.
Okay, and Donald Trump?
Very disapprove.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Well, Marcy Kaptur is my congressman, so I probably would vote for her.
And she's a Democrat?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Well, I don't know who my other candidate choice is, so I guess I'd have to say Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Brown.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you, sir. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there's no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt? there's a chance or no chance?
No chance.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
I think it's a stupid question.
Okay. next. Now I am going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. So, first statement says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. So does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true?
No, not I don't know that much, so I don't have an opinion.
Okay, thank you. Next statement. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. So you have the same options, much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference.
Yeah,
more like,
unless, I'm not going to vote for the guy.
So no difference.
Yeah, who's paying for this survey?
Well, the company is called National Opinion Surveys.
Ah, and who's funding them?
I wouldn't know. I do not know that.
Okay.
Okay, next statement says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. I guess you're not going to vote for the guy, so I'm just going to go for the no difference, right?
Right.
And, all these statements are about him. So,
okay. I guess we're done here.
Hold on. We're almost done. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or would you still vote for Marin? No, you wouldn't. So tell me, just give me a reason why you wouldn't work for the guy. You're not going to vote for the guy. That's all.
Yeah, I don't want the Republicans to have any more control in Congress. So, if Donald Duck was running on the Democratic ticket, I'm voting Duck.
Okay. I'm writing that out. Have more power. Okay, thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur, you already said, right? Marcy Kaptur, right?
Right. Yep.
Yes. Okay. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republic? Oh my God. I just wrote that out. Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to write that out again. Okay. Next. This few questions that we have left are for statistical purposes, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, technical vocational school, some college, associate's degree?
Oh, some college.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm in between an independent and a Democrat right now. I used to vote Republican all the time, but I think they're nuts now. You know, I just don't know what the hell they're doing down there.
Okay. All right. Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? And these are the options. Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important.
Somewhat important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. Well, that concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your participation, and thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.